Now time to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett & White, the professional builder's choice. Bruce, how are you? Good morning.
Good. Doing well, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Glad to be back. Had the holiday yesterday, and, you know, now I'm back. Koufax and Hank Greenberg and Sean Green and Art Chamsky don't play. I don't broadcast. That's the way.
Or Mo Berg.
Or Mo. That's right. Who could speak five languages but could hit none of them. That was the old story. That was the story of him. Very good. Very good. Hey, first of all, before we talk a little bit of Giants, Vladimir Ballantyne, 57 home runs in Japan. He broke Sadahara's O's record, Tuffy Rhodes, Alex Cabrera. And, you know, when others would get close to O's record, they wouldn't get pitched to. They would, you know, it was clear. This guy did it. He's 29 years old. He's 6'2", 220. He's been with the Reds in Seattle here in the big leagues. And, you know, he's a little bit of a strikeout machine, but always had that kind of power. I think the Giants ought to look at him.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to look at the actual tape and see what, you know, exactly what's been going on, what kind of pitches he's been hitting out. Does he hit the lone end pitch, all the things you look for? You know, is he vulnerable to high fastball or whatever it might be? Because it's hard to trust some of the numbers from over there. I mean, a guy like Ichiro came over here and was just as good or better, but an awful lot of hitters have come here, whether they were native Japanese or Americans over there or whatever, anyone, and it's a whole different world. I mean, we saw Tanaka come over here and get pretty much overmatched, and there's quite a long list, really, of guys who haven't done it. But, yeah, I mean... If they like what they see on film, they should definitely take a look at the guy. I mean, obviously the team needs some power. Even if they sign Pence, they still need another outfielder. So who knows?
Yeah, and you know, here's the deal. And I'm going to make the argument for Ballantyne. 29 years old. So you know, someone tweeted, just Jerry Krasnick or someone at ESPN tweeted this morning, another Cecil Fielder. And you know, he was, you know, Cecil Fielder was here with Toronto and didn't do much, went over to Japan, was terrific, came back and had a tremendous career once he got back here.
Yeah.
If you play over there, you're getting a lot of junk. You're getting a lot of slop, all right?
Yeah.
Now, if you can hit slop, you generally can hit a fastball unless the guy's got a tremendous hole in his swing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can hit the off-speed stuff and sort of look for the fastball, You know, gear it up for the fastball. I think you got a chance because that's why I think hitters that go over there, and I you're right. You can't really translate a lot of it, but 57 home runs,
yeah,
and you know they're not pitching to him. That to me, I don't know. Look, who would you rather have out in left field? You want Kieschnick or this guy?
Definitely not. I'd like to take a longer look at Juan Perez for sure. But
boy, did you see the catch last night?
Yeah, that was just fantastic. But Fielder's a good example, and you know, Alfonso Soriano was playing in Japan.
Very good.
And the Yankees took a shot at him, and he's had a long career. So yeah, I mean, they definitely have to take a look now. Whether he would want to come to this particular team, you know, I don't know. If he really wants to keep those power numbers going. But,
well, he's right-handed.
Yeah, right-handed. I mean, there's a little bit of a myth about AT&T that you can't hit the ball out. I mean, anybody with right-handed dead-pull power can yank a lot of balls out of there.
Yeah, it's the hitters. It's not the park.
Right.
I'm telling you that. All right, well, that's my my promotion for today. That's where I'm going with that. Vladimir Ballantyne, get him in here. Why not?
Let's have a look. Again, in spring training.
Put him out in left field. You know, they're talking about the player from Cuba, and, you know, he's a first baseman. No one's moving belt right now.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I'll tell you another thing. You know, you watched the game last night, and, of course, you've been at Dodger Stadium so many times and 19 runs. And, you know, I don't think they need a left fielder who's, Giancarlo Stanton. I think they have enough hitting with the rest of what they have. Just give me a major league left fielder, someone 3 to 5 years in the big leagues as a baseball card, and I think that can do it.
Well, yeah, they proved it. I mean, winning both of the world titles, that you know they didn't have Maris and Mantle. It was a good hitting team, a timely hitting team, and it was proven to be successful. And there's no reason it couldn't be again this year. Way too many guys had, you know, career worst years or career worst months when it really mattered. But we're seeing now, I know the pressure's off, but, you know, Belt's a different hitter. Pence has been fantastic. You know, Sandoval's doing some raking, and it's been good. It's been encouraging. It's been enough to give the fans something to think about for next year Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's going to be tough to get a power hitter, also, especially if you're talking about free agents. So, yeah, give me a guy. He's got to be able to play the good defense. That's always a must for this team, no matter what position you're at. And if he hits, 280 or so with. And likes the big situations, why not?
Yeah. I just think I'm watching Belt, I'm watching Pence and Posey and Sandoval. Pagan is back. And what a difference with this guy coming back. I think it helps Scudero. Scudero looks better to me.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole new world when you got Pagan dancing off first base and Scudero's up there. It's very masterful with the bat. And it's great to see Scudero, playing so well. It's been a really tough season for him, just racked with pain, really, all season with the back, and he's got a finger that may never come back to its normal position, and a lot of things are starting to make sense. Belt at first base, I mean, forget him in left field. That's always been a terrible idea
really, for
me, absolutely terrible. He's a very good first baseman. He looks a little bit like a giraffe in left, so, I mean, that's a non-starter.
Did you see the guys at the game last night with their ring hats?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty inventive. That's a little bit of a reminder that the Giants have done some things in the recent past.
I thought it was a great replica.
Yeah, and it seemed to be pretty convivial between them and the Dodgers fans, which is nice to see after some of the history that's, from down there.
Boy. All right, so Pence last night, what a week he has had.
Yeah.
I mean, he's driven at 16 runs in five games. You got to go back to Mel Ott, of course, the great Mel Ott, in 1934 to do that. But just stand back and just take a look at Pence for a second. What a week of baseball.
He's been unbelievable. And it kind of irritates me to hear, he's on a contract push. I mean, he's in a contract push every day of his life since he was eight. I mean, this guy never lets up. It's not like he would be a slacker if he had a five-year deal. I mean, he's just... He's playing the way he should, but obviously the contract is out there for him. But I don't blame it on suddenly he's got something to prove and he's all of a sudden jacked it up a little bit. He only knows one speed and it's like 100 million miles an hour and it's a great thing to watch. He started every game and he's just an absolute must sign for them.
Yeah, he has to be. And
yeah.
I said it last week on the show. Why isn't everyone gaga over this guy? It should be, this should be an outrage if he's not signed. But I guess this week he kind of put an exclamation point on it, and I think he finally got to that area where he has to be signed.
Yeah, I mean, people got down on him in midseason when everything was going wrong, and he's such an awkward-looking guy, and if he strikes out on a low-and-away pitch with the bases loaded or whatever, he looks silly, and oh, God, and then everybody starts jumping on him. Yeah, just like they jump on everybody else, from Larry Bear to Bruce Bochy to Sabian to all the way up and down. But the fact is, the guy's a great player. He's an all-star. He's unorthodox, but he's a terrific player, and he really gives a lot of energy to the team. And I think it's a big reason why the team hasn't let up. I mean, they're still playing as if there's something on the line. And really, there is. They don't want to finish last, that's for sure. That's something that stays with you through the whole season. You remember the last place Giants. They don't want that. So, but Pence is a big part of them keeping the motor running.
Yeah, I think they've got 81 losses now. So if they can win out, 500.
Hey, that would be nice too.
Which brings me to my next point, and that is, I'm watching these teams in the American League, and they're like stumbling all over each other. One day it's Kansas City, Cleveland, Detroit, the A's, the team that's playing the best of the A's.
Yeah,
and the other team that And you look at the National League and the Cardinals, Pirates, Cincinnati still, neck and neck and win here, lose here, win here. And the Dodgers are stumbling along with some injuries, not hitting right now. The Braves just keep winning. They look like they're getting better. So, September baseball, do you want to end on a big high note? Or if you stumble in, can you pull it together? How do you look at that? Because some of the great teams, the Yankee teams, would go in 14 out of 15. The Orioles would be that. And and then Jeff Bagwell told me, it's a long question, Bruce, but Jeff Bagwell told me he would rather fight his way in. And, of course, it never worked for Houston. He said, I'd rather fight my way in because then the next game is just another fight.
Yeah, well, you want to be on a little bit of a roll for those last four or five games, but I'll tell you who could be stumbling in is the Dodgers. First of all, they had to come back to earth after 42-8. That was automatic, but... Ethier's hurt, Kemp's hurt, Ramirez is hurt. Puig looked a little shaken up. They've got a lot of issues right now, and whether they can you know, be the team that just steamrolled everybody. That's kind of in question right now, mostly due to the injuries. But you talk about the A's. I mean, avoiding that wild card mess, it's important enough to do it just on principle because you don't want to have it come down to one game. But if you drop into that stuff like Texas has, there's six teams involved there. You're in a six-team race for a one-game playoff. I mean, that is really maddening and extremely difficult to pull off. So, the A's are a team to me. They always strike me as kind of the same. I mean, maybe they're not the most impressive team, but they win. They play the game right. They get good pitching. They get timely hitting more often than not. And they're a team that I would expect to continue playing as well as they are. They don't have those terrific highs and lows, and I think the Dodgers are looking at a real low point here as the season closes down.
Yeah, boy, the A's, as Al Davis said, they just win, baby.
They do. Evan Grant tweeted out, he's a beat writer for the Dallas Morning News. His summation of the series was Oakland being Oakland.
Yeah,
and it's too simple, but I mean, this is what they do, and they're doing it right when they need to do it.
Yeah, they put Texas away. Bruce Jenkins with us. We had Kurt Smith on this morning. You remember Baseball Voices of the Game?
Yeah, terrific.
He was terrific, and he was on with us for a while because the Giants are promoting, and deservedly so, Dwayne Kuiper, because the Frick Award now will be divided into three different categories, and this year it's 1985 to the present. Next year it'll be 1950 to 84. And prior to that, the year after will be the Pioneers to 1950. So you won't overlook a Graham McNamee or a Dizzy Dean, and it won't be a popularity contest for someone getting in who just happens to be alive or something like that now, which is
a great job being alive.
Right. That's what Kurt said. The best thing I could tell you is I'm alive and I can play golf with you. You know, that's the criteria. So Dwayne is up for it. And, you know, there's so many names on this thing. You have to vote online. The top three get into the guaranteed to be in the final 10. But, when I thought about Dwayne, I said, boy, he may be the premier TV broadcast. Now, Vince Scully is the best. We know that. But Dwayne is so good. He makes the most out of the least words.
Well, I think Dwayne is the best among former players.
Right.
Really, by far the best play-by-play guy I've ever heard. I mean, Joe Garagiola was great, and he was kind of a jokester and had a long career. A couple other guys, Mike Shannon, whatever he's been. But Dwayne Kuiper's in another league. He really is. And his best calls, the really dramatic stuff, nobody can touch him. They really can't in terms of former players. And that means a lot. That's Hall of Fame stuff. If you're the best at anything, that's why I like that. I didn't have any problem with Bill Mazeroski getting into the Hall of Fame because he turned the double play better than anybody. But the thing with the Kuiper is that we've heard so much talk about Bill King, and the book is out now by Ken Korak, and Bill King isn't in any of the Hall of Fames that he should be in. He should be in all three of them. He's not in any of them, and there's a lot of momentum for Bill King, and all of a sudden Kuiper comes into the picture. Who's in his way equally deserving, and Kruko and all the A's broadcasters, all those guys are on this ballot too.
Yeah. Oh, the ballot. Raf printed out the ballot for me. It's 30 pages.
Yeah, the guy who does the gardening at our house is on the ballot. He's only called one little league game.
Great.
It gets kind of complicated. Not only that, I mean, let's just look at it from Bill King's standpoint and everybody who's been waiting for him to get in. Let's just say he doesn't get in this year. Now you've got 2 years of going back in time with other eras where he literally couldn't get in, or Kuiper. I mean, if he doesn't get in this year, then there's 2 years of drifting back to past eras because they're isolating eras every year, and it'd be 3 years before he could even come up again. So there's a lot going on here.
Yeah, Bill, see, I looked at this. Bill should be in two eras, really.
Yeah, he could sneak into the prior era.
Yes, and that's where he should be.
Yeah, I agree. He should be in there, and that would be terrific. I mean, my memories of Bill King are from the early 80s with the A's, with the Billy Martin A's.
Yeah.
And that rollicking show and how great he was. So, yeah, I think it would not only make things maybe a little easier for him, but it would be totally legitimate instead of bringing him in with these thousands of guys. And, you know, who knows? I mean, people have their favorites. A lot of people haven't even really heard of Bill King. And
right.
And, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, but you put Bill King into the 55 to 84 range.
Yeah, exactly.
And he stands out. Because a lot of those people are already in.
Yeah, and really that was the prime of Bill King's announcing anyway, when you take into account the basketball and the football. So,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. He's in the wrong, he's grouped with the wrong, he's in the wrong group.
Yeah, like I always say with Kuiper, I can, you know, he could read the phone book on the air for me.
Oh, yeah, he's smoothie. You know, he's fantastic, and I absolutely think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And you know, his calls are so great that you hear him, you know, on highlight shows. Like on MLB Network does the highlights, you'll hear Kuiper calls, and it sticks in the mind, you know, out of here. You know,
yeah.
you want to know who that is. And just he's had so many calls like that that it's signature stuff.
He never misses.
No, I know.
He never misses the big moment.
And what I love about Kuiper is that when somebody really rocks one, you hear it in his voice right away. It's not like hit in the air, and it goes like 457 feet. No, not hit in the air, okay? That ball is smoked, you know?
And he doesn't even give you to the track, to the wall, to the fence, to the peanut vendor. It's gone.
Yeah, yeah. That counts. I mean, he puts a jolt of electricity into his call like a split second after the impact.
Well, he hits it high. He hits it deep.
Yeah,
and that's all you got to know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
Yeah, very good.
It's distinctive, and it's very, very much him, and God bless him.
Good for you. Well, I'm glad you said that. Hey, what's up for you today?
Well, I'm going to change things around and watch a little sports on television.
Yeah,
today,
that's,
Marty.
that's new.
It's brand new. We were talking A's, we're talking Giants, 49ers, Raiders. I've been getting involved in the America's Cup. Oh, my God, Davis Cup tennis. And I've already started drinking. I'm two vodkas in, so no.
Do they just bring the food to you, or do you get up?
No,
and
they bring it to me, Marty. They bring it from up the street, a little deli down the street.
Very good.
I'm making all of this up except for the couch potato part.
I don't believe you. Did you go to the Cal game yesterday?
I was going to go. Turns out our sports editor, who's from Cleveland, an Ohio guy, really wanted to go. Absolutely. So I wrote an A's column, and the A's are obviously very deserving of as much attention as they can get. I just actually watched the Cal game this morning because I was catching up on so much stuff. But, you know, that's a story of their season. They scored 34 points or whatever, and they got routed.
Yeah. Well, I wonder why Al did the story, so I'm glad you explained that.
Yeah, he's an Ohio guy, and I deferred to the boss on that one.
Very good. All right, have a good day, and I'd say talk to you tomorrow, but it's already tomorrow today.
We'll see you then. We'll see you yesterday.
Okay. Next Saturday from New York. We got an early show Saturday and Sunday.
Giants in New York. That's beautiful.
And it's Mariano Rivera Day on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
All right. Have a good week, Bruce.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, thank you. All right. That is Bruce Jenkins. Boy, that is a segment of Sports Talk Radio.